All right, we are on let's start on Ayin Beis and Beis all the way on the bottom. Just rolling back a little bit just to give us a running start. Thank you, Gary, again for covering last week. And welcome to Neil. Great to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Okay, so we are at two lines in the bottom of the page, Itmar. We're talking about the question of a person being Mekadesh Isha. With the amanas, right? Amanas is a tanai, right? That she's only being mekayish her amanas, that she hasn't taken nedarim, and then it turns out that she had a certain nedarim, and in the Mishnah it says she's not mekadesh, etc. So the Gemara is talking about the following. So Itmar, the Gemara says as follows: Kitsha al tanai v'kinsa stam. So what happens if he was did kiddush in the first stage of marriage? So he made a tanai. He made some type of condition on the kiddushin, and then when he did nisuin, so he did so stam, right? He didn't make any condition anymore. So originally he had a tanai. Rashi says kitchal tanai she'ein ala nedarim, says Rashi, right the bottom Rashi there on the left side, which makes sense considering our context here, right? That mikash isha amanah she'ein ala nedarim, you're Mekadisher with, again, the condition she doesn't have a nether, so that's presumably the type of condition we're talking about here also. Fine, so the Kiddushin was done al Tanai. He did it, it was a conditional Kiddushin, but then he goes ahead and he does Nisun with her, Stam. He doesn't make it Tanai when he does Nisun. So Rav Amar, Tzricha Himenu Get. Rav says that she needs a get from him, meaning the Kiddushin was the marriage now is a real marriage, right? They're really married, and therefore, if she wants to leave, she needs a get. Ushmuel Amar ain't a tzrichim in a get. And Shmuel says no, she doesn't need it. She doesn't need a get, meaning she was never really married, right? Point being that in stage one, he said, "I'm only being mekayish you amanas. You don't have a nedarim." And then in the nisuin process, all of a sudden he doesn't talk about it. So do we say, do we assume that he, now doesn't care about that anymore? It doesn't matter to him. He doesn't care about the Dharma, etc. And therefore this he didn't say anything. Oh, so maybe he's now gone back on that with that concern, and therefore it's a real marriage and she needs to get. Or do we say no? What do you mean? So what? Since he told us about that condition initially, so that condition remains there unless he, overtly explains, says he doesn't want it, doesn't care about it anymore. So Amar Abaye, that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Abaye, lo tema taimei derav kevan shekinsa stam achuli achle tonight. So Rav says, but wait a second, don't make the mistake and think that when Rav says tzrichei menu get, then it means that he was mochel, right? That he doesn't care anymore about the tanai. Originally he cared about the tanai. He said, I cannot marry a woman who makes nedarim. And then by the time it came to nisun, he said, forget it, I don't care about it. That's not what happened. So at the time of the Rav, what is Rav's reason? The reason is, because now that they got married, and they had nisun, so what does that mean? It means that now it's tashmish, right? They now had a physical relationship. And there's a general clout that a person, when he goes ahead and he has a physical relationship with a woman, so he doesn't do so with the intention to have a non-marriage relationship, right? He doesn't do so just to have to be involved in his nose. Rather, if he's already going ahead and they're having a physical relationship, it must mean that he has in mind that now he wants to really marry her. And so since we get to the stage of Nisuin and they have that physical relationship now, so now we can assume that he really intends to marry her. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo tema kasava rav achule l'tanai. Rashi on the right side on the top, Rashi. Lo tema kasava rav achule l'tanai uksuba bai l'mesav la in migrasha. Don't think that he means that he's, given up, right? He was mochel on the tanai. And now he has to give her uksuba, right? If they get divorced. El the time of the Rav, what's Rav's opinion? The Indian get, right? The question here is not, and the Gemara later on is going to talk about the distinction between a situation where they've gotten married to the extent that he needs to give her a get, right, in order to end the marriage. And then a second question of when the marriage ends, he has to also give her a ksuba. And it may not be the same case, right? Just because he has to give her a get doesn't necessarily mean he has to pay out the ksuba when they get divorced. So Elatayma the Rav says Rashi, Litinian get, because is Rav is talking about the get. The Kasafra eight Adam Osa Bilasa Bilas Nus. Ubal Hashem Kedusha. Meaning this in terms of a get, the point is when they have Tashmish, he does so for intention to be married. Right? He doesn't Lashem Kedusha. I feel Yimsa Alein Nidarim. And this is true even if later on he's gonna find out that she has Taka taken Nidarim. And he did, oh my gosh, I didn't want that. That was not something that I had in mind. Aval Inyan Mamona. Right, but in terms of the money, meaning so in terms of the get, it's true. It's kedushin, they have to, and they're considered married. But in terms of the money, the original, you know, condition that he made remains in place, right? Sheim yimsa le nedarim teitzei bloksuba. He's still meaning the whole point. What Rav is saying is that in the end of the day, he needs a get. She needs to give a get in order to leave. But the truth is. And then we're going to see the Gemara's going to talk later on. Does this really require a get midaraisa? If it really needs a get, or maybe Chazal just require a get in that case, because you can't just have people walk away from marriages without a get. But the point being that when we say tzricha menu get, don't make the mistake of thinking it means it's a full marriage. It means the tie. It sounds a little confusing to explain this, right? It's like two things happening which we think go together, which in this case we're splitting, right? Then on the one hand, they tzricha menu get. She needs a get in order to leave the marriage, but he's still not going to give her a ksupa because that tanai that he made originally is still there. Fine. So that's what Abai wants to explain. The machlokas Rav Shmuel. Just by the way, it's really just, you know, do we assume Adam osa bilasa bilas nus or not? Do we assume that a person would any time that they have tashmish, we assume that he does it l'shem kiddushin, not just for you know just to have a good time. So fine. So that's how Abai understands the machlokas Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. Ha-pligi b'charazimah. This is not the first time Rav and Shmuel had this machlokas. They had a machlokas like this, a similar machlokas, a different time. Ditmar, because the Gemara is the following case. It's Gemara later on, a Gemara that's in Yevamos. Ditmar, kitana shalomiyana v'igdila. So what happens in the following case? So a katana. Right, so let's say we've talked about this before. A young girl is under bat mitzvah who doesn't have a father. Her father passed away, right? So usually her father can marry her off, but he's passed away. So what happens? So her mother or her brother, they marry her off to a man to get married. But she's not yet a good. She's only a katana still, and she's a katana. So what happens? So that kiddushin is not really a kiddushin, right? So she's married to him, and they're even allowed to have tashmish. But because she's a katana, she can do miyun, right? Miyun meaning she can walk away at any time. She doesn't need a get when she's a katana. But what happens if she married this guy when she's a katana, and then lo miyana, and then she never walked away, and she never said, I'm not interested in this marriage. And then vigdila, now she gets older, she becomes a gadola, okay? And presumption being vigdila, and they stay together, right? Rashi says, vigdila, the second skinny line, ubala, and they have tashmish, when she gets older, and they continue to have a physical relationship with each other. And then what happens? Amda Venise. Then she gets up and she goes ahead and she marries somebody else. So what's the status of that new marriage? So Rav Amar, Ein Tzricha Yimenu Get. Ein Tzricha Get. Rav says, new marriage? She doesn't need a get from the new guy. Why? Because she's married to the first guy. Right? Ein Tzricha Get. She doesn't need a get. Why? Because she's married to the original husband that she was with when she was a katana. She stayed with when she was a gadola. And when she was a gadola, they had tashmish, so if she goes ahead and marries somebody else now, she doesn't need a get because she's still married to the first guy. She did what was wrong with the second guy, but she doesn't need a get from him. Ein tzricha get misheni. Shmuel amar tzricha get misheni. And Shmuel says no, she not going to need a get from the second guy. Why? Presumably because the first marriage is, you know, was nothing. How's that possible? Look at Rashi. So Rashi says. Ein tzricha get misheni. Why doesn't she need a get? According to Rav, why does she not need a get from the second guy? Dechigadla ba'ale l'shem kiddushin. So Rav's opinion is, what do you mean? When she's with the initial husband and they have tashish when she's older, what's halacha? When he's with her now, it was l'shem kiddushin. Why? Diodeahu shein kiddushin ketana klum. He knows that when they were first married, it didn't affect kiddushin. Right. So what happens? And what's Rav's svara? Ain't Adam osa bilasa bilas nos. A person's going to have tashmish with somebody. He does so not to affect a relationship. He wants to affect a relationship, right? To make kiddushin. So the fact that when she got older, they stayed together and they had tashmish. What does that mean? It means he had a mind to make kiddushin with her, and therefore, if she goes ahead and she marries somebody else, she doesn't need a get from the second guy. Again, she shouldn't have married the second guy. But when she does, she doesn't need a get from him. Why? Because she's still really married to the first guy. Because when they had Kiddushin, they had Tashrish, when she was a Gedola, that was considered Kiddushin. Okay. And however, Shmuel says, no, Tzricha, look at continuing Rashi. Shmuel says, Tzricha get Misheni. No, Shmuel says, no. If she became older and they had Tashrish when she was a Gedola already, and she goes out and marries somebody else, she's talking needs a get from the second guy. Why is that? Says Rashi. The Kola Boel al Das Kiddushin Harishodim Boel. Why? Because Shmuel says, wait a second. This original husband, when he married her, right, he was permissible to her, right? And that was like their initial kiddushin at that time. And they first got married, so she was 10 years old, whatever, and they had tashmish, and so they were now they have a relationship, right? And they're permitted to each other. So now what? On her 12th birthday at her bat mitzvah, you know, that night, he goes ahead and he has tashmish. Okay, now I have a mind to make a kiddushin. No, I didn't have that in mind. He just continues the relationship. In which case, he never had in mind when they had Tashrish when she was older to actually affect the relationship. In which case, you could argue, they never really had Kiddushin. Never really did Kiddushin. In which case, she can go ahead and marry somebody else. So the point is, the Gemara's point is, so what's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Same Machlokas we had here. Do we assume Adam Osei Bilasa Bilasnos or Ain Adam Osei Bilasa Bilasa Bilasnos? So Rav and Shmuel fall on the same side. Right? Rav says, no, a man with he always has a mind. And he had a mind to do Solashim Kiddushin. And Shmuel says, no, person does always have that in mind. And you can't assume that. So Gemara's question, in the sense, is it's superfluous to quote this Machalkas two times, right? Because we had this Machalkas already before. So Gemara says, no. So says Gemara, Tzricha. No, I need both stories. I need both Machloksim between Rav and Shmuel. I need each of them. And each of them serve its own purpose. So you're right, it's sort of the same Machalkas, but I need it to be quoted twice. Why is that? Meaning, if you want to talk about our case, this second case, right? The case of the Katana who gets older, etc. So maybe you'd say, in our case, there, maybe you would have said, you'd say here, oh, I'll tell you why Rav says, ain't awesome, but you'd say, oh, this, you know, when she gets older, they are considered, he has in mind Kiddushin when they're together. Why is that? Because there's no Tanai, right? There was no condition here. So, right? So, yeah, of course, he has a mind. They're married. Avavaha, but in our original case, when they get, where there's a Kiddushin, you know, al Tanai, a Kiddushin with a condition, right? The Ika Tanah, Eimamod Lishma. Maybe in that case, you know what? In that case, if they're going to have Tashin, I know generally a person doesn't make their Adam Osa Bilasa Bilas knows. But here, he's put a condition out there. He explained he only wants to marry in a certain case, and it turns out that she has Nadarim. And so he this condition is real, and he's kind of put up this barrier to wanting to affect Kiddushin. So maybe even though usually Rav says, you know, a person doesn't do it, Adam Osa Bilasa Bilas knows, maybe I would have thought that in the case of a condition, he would agree with Shmuel. So why do I? So I need to quote both cases to show that Rav, no, he holds the same thing in both scenarios. And if I would have said it the other way, right? So I might have said the opposite, and I might have said, oh, I'll tell you why Shmuel holds Ain Adam Osa Bilas, you know, Adam, sorry, the Shmuel holds Adam Osa Bilas Bilas. When is that? Only when there's a condition. When there's a condition, right? But when there's not a condition, maybe I'd say he'd agree with Rav. So why? So that's why the Gemara brings me both cases. So the bottom line is, we're just explaining why you need both. But their rationale remains the same, right? That Rav, who says she doesn't need a get from the second guy, and Shmuel says that she does, all depends on the same question of whether we assume that a person, right, never would go ahead and have Tashmish, you know, L'shem Shnos, but always do so L'shem Kiddush. Fine. So now Gemara addresses another question. Tanan. Kinsa Stam V'nimsu Aleh Nedarim. So another case. What's the case? He does a nisuin stam, right? So presumably we're talking about a person. We'll see. Presumably a person who made a tanai originally by kiddushin. He doesn't want to marry a woman with nidar. So but now he does nisuin stam. Right? He doesn't say I'm only doing nisuin. You know, he's not saying we're only doing nisuin now. I'm an as, right? On condition that you don't have nidar. He doesn't say that. He just goes ahead and he marries her, and he doesn't say anything about his request or his requirement that she doesn't have the darim. And then it turns out that she did. She had taken vows. So what happens? So she leaves without a ksuba. Right? He's allowed to divorce her without a ksuba at all. She says the gemara ksuba hu de lo boy. Right? It's the ksuba that she doesn't get. Hagita Void. But it sounds like what you say specifically, she leaves without a ksuba, the implication is she leaves only without a ksuba. But she still has to get a get, right? So she still requires a get. So my love, kitsha al tanai vikinsat stam. Doesn't that sound like the following case? It sounds like the case we mentioned before. It sounds like the case of kiddushin al tanai, right? And the nisuin was done without a tanai, right? And what's the halacha? The halacha is, it sounds like she doesn't get a ksuba, but she requires a get to yuf to the Shmuel. So what do you mean, machalkas rabbi Shmuel? Shmuel's wrong, right? It's obvious from this case that Shmuel is not correct. So let's flip the page. So it says Gemara, no, lo, that's not the case. Kitcha stam v'kinsa stam. No, the case is, that case of kinsa stam is not a case where she originally, where he originally made a tanai in the Kiddushin, but rather he hadn't made a tanai in the Kiddushin either. But the Kiddushin was stam, the Nisum was stam, they were both without any tanai. About kitcha al tanai v'kinsa stam, but if you would have taka, had made kiddushin only al tanai, and then marries her with you know this nisuin without any tanai at all. So hachanami de lo bai gita. So then shitaka doesn't need a get. So the Gemara is going to ask a lot of questions based on this next piece. So we'll say that and we'll continue that tomorrow. Okay, shkach.